Shalom and welcome with Vindranovsky. It has been quiet for a while since I have been online the last time. First, just to say, I have not received a lot of prophecies. I have a message, but not finished with that. Then I was busy with many different things, including some emergencies, and I could not write down anything to make a video. Apparently, I ended up also with a migraine for a couple of days last week. And when that hits me, I'm not able to do much at all, about 3 or 4 days. And it seems like, you know, when it comes to occult holidays, I've got often hit with strange things. So we had a Halloween, and now last week it was 11-11, which is also a occult day. However, now this video, I want to share a dream I had on month 11, day 5, in year 2022 of the Gregorian counting, somewhere at night. The dream itself, I don't go into the fine details, but I will more or less go through the important aspects. So please ask the Holy Spirit for discernment and wisdom, especially with interpretation. I give some thoughts at the end, but that's just a part of interpretation. Though it appeared to me emotionally in the dream, is at least at the beginning, it looks like more literal. But at a certain point, I figured out it's more symbolic or metaphoric. And the most interesting details comes more to the end of the dream. I don't have a full interpretation as yet, and I leave the things up to you. I don't share many dreams anyway, but this one I believe is prophetic. So listen more to the Holy Spirit as I describe, paint the dream now. So in the dream, I am somewhere in a building. I don't know the country where I'm in, nor the city. But suddenly, parts of the roof of the building where I'm in start to collapse. So I go to another section of this building and warn the people to leave and go to a safe place. This building appeared to me maybe like a school or a similar building, a little bit taller one, a hall or a factory. There are two or three other people who run with me at the beginning. In this certain building, I even got hit by some of the debris from the collapsing roof. It started slowly to collapse, more towards the end, where I see at the end of the big section, and then it more and more. So there was no earthquake, there was no war, or nothing that could have caused this collapse. It's simply everything starts to tumble down out of the blue. First the ceiling, and then the walls with really brick stones and concrete. I have quite a lot of knowledge in building, but even crappy construction would not tumble in such a way as out of nothing, with no reason. So me and other people start running through the city, where more and more buildings just start to collapse, tumble down without any reason. The city is a fairly dense built, so very tight together the buildings. That's why we run to very fast to find a safe place without buildings around. We also shout and warn other people to leave, to run. So we now run into a forest. It could be eventually also a big park. That's, I don't know for certain, but quite a lot of trees there, big trees. But there, then, in a little while, we figured out it does not appear even here to be safe. So I see trees and branches just start snapping everywhere out of the blue. There's no storm, no earthquake, or any indication what could cause this to happen. We go toward an open area. At least it looks safe here, without any building, no trees around, a little grass on the floor, on the ground. But we are not able to go far into that section as there's a river that just crosses here. It's not a big river, maybe 10 meters, this is what, 30 feet wide. The river is a bit lower than the ground, so it goes down a slope. It's about a 2 meter where it goes down. And on the river then, as we are staying there, I see a boat passing slowly. And that looks like a more like the typical tourist river cruising. Such a vessel that it's not too long, maybe 60, 70 feet, so 20, 25 meters. I see people watching there, out, looking out of the windows of the boat. Yet their look appears to me something like apathetic or ignorant. I don't know how the best description would be. As I stand there in a bit distance, I say suddenly, "No, we are not safe here. Run! Run away from the river." As I'm running away from the river, actually back to the city, which was still, the buildings are collapsing, I can see all around, like I have a 360 degree view in my eyes. So behind me, the river, I see then a landslide or mudslide or sinkholes. Don't know what to describe. So the soil collapse or from it moves forward toward us. And I see also a couple of people who did not run away, then they got swallowed up by the brown soil. So I'm in a group now with, there are about 8 or 9 people who made it to a relative safe place, at least for now. And I can see towards the town or city, and it looks most building and trees there already tumbled down. Still, the dust settling. One taller thing that I see is a relative high, tall crane that still stands there. But then as I watch it, it starts to drop. So first the arm hits the ground with a lot of dust, debris, and then it flips sideways completely down and buries quite a lot of people who are standing there. I did not run away quickly enough. So in the dream now, as me and or someone else say, this is judgment. And it is not a general judgment, but specifically against the Jews. Also it says to the Jews first, and then to the Gentiles. Maybe this dream is in Israel, but could be a view of worldwide. And we have now experienced half a day running. So what I describe is just a compressed version of a half a day when we were running away from these collapsing buildings and trees and the river and the sinkholes and all of that. And we just miraculously survived between everything tumbling down. There is a thought, or someone says, just imagine, this will go on for 7 years in the big tribulation. It will not be only a half a day of running, but constantly running for the entire big tribulation. All right, so far the dream. Well, as mentioned in the dream even, it covered about half a day. The dream was possibly only a few minutes, I don't know. Surely I was not dreaming a half a day or half a night, but we know dreams could sometimes cover a long period of time. I had once a dream It covered several hundred years in one dream. I will not have a big interpretation for this one. Sometimes building can collapse, even more or less out of the blue, or of its own. And this is a lousy construction. Just when someone coughs a little bit, something like that. But when building after building tumble down without an earthquake or war or nothing, without any influence, it becomes clear. At that point, it became clear in the dream, it's metaphorical and not literal. The buildings can represent the system, the world system, or whatever, the lies, the frauds, the evil things, or whatever. And especially when later trees and the branches start to snap just without the wind, and the ground start to collapse, or sinkholes. So symbolically, I would say it speaks about that everything will start to crumble. I mean, financial system, I don't have looked up, but some friends told me that they're on the verge of collapse. So my little money in the bank is not much a loss. So it's spoken in the dream. It's about judgment. And there is a remnant who will make it. So a few people who are running, that I will say that's the remnant who will somehow make it through all the disasters. And how it will appear in the natural, that we have to run, only time will tell. Scripture says one day that we shall flee, or we have to flee, and even when we're on the rooftop, not go back into the house and take something out of the house, or when in the field, not go back and take the coat. And it says in the dream, either I said it or another one, that the Jews first. It's not only the gospel is preached first to the Jews and then to the Gentiles, but maybe the judgment, the final judgment, will come first to the Jews. Actually, hard to tell, since everything is already so corrupted that I don't know how things will turn the next weeks, months, or years. But yes, there is a Jewish problem in the world. I mean, when someone mentioned Jews are the problem, immediately the arrows, the anti-Semitic outcry is coming and want to put you in a box. But there's a problem with some Jews. Yes, there are many wonderful, beautiful, lovely Jews out there. But some Jews are a real problem. You know what I'm talking about. These are the ones who are mentioned in Revelation 2 verse 9 or 3 verse 9. Let's just consider half a day running away from all kind of catastrophes is tough. And hard to imagine in a dream, you know, half a day just running. You get a little bit exhausted. And just to imagine doing this for the entire big tribulation, I don't know how that will be possible. So I guess not many will make it anyway. What the tourist boat represent, I can't say for certain. Maybe these are the ignorant, brainwashed masses who stare at things falling apart, like watching animals in a zoo pressing their nose flat on the window. Well, you can ask the Holy Spirit to reveal all the things, all the details for you. But I leave it up to you now, the rest, and so far. And the Lord will reveal it if it's necessary for you to know. And I have another dream already in the pipeline for the next video. Actually a nice one. Until I'm able to post it, be blessed. And Adonai be with you. Shalom, shalom.